Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Revelation of Jesus with Rick Sterling on Blog Talk Radio. This program is brought to you by Spirit of Truth Ministry, which is a research-based ministry dedicated to finding the truth about Jesus Christ and His kingdom and sharing that truth with the world. Won't you join us in this process as the Holy Spirit leads us into the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of our King, Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Revelation of Jesus class brought to you by Spirit of Truth Ministry. My name is Dennis Neufeld, and with us this morning we have Rick Sterling, who's going to be telling us what he has learned about prophecy, and we also have Dr. Rich, Dr. Don, and Larry, and we're glad that you're here with us as well. We would like you to take a look at our website at www.spiritoftruthministry.net. It's a good place to go to find out more about our ministry and what it is that we what our understandings are. We also have a book that is available for you to purchase. It is The Spirit of the Church by Rick Sterling and me, Dennis Neufeld. You can find it at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon, any place where they sell books online. I meant to say online. And we think that you ought to pick that up because it will help you understand where the church is today and why it is where it is. So let's get started. Father in heaven, thank you for granting us peace and joy, and I thank you for giving us this day to study, to learn, and to commune with you through the Holy Spirit. Please bring your Holy Spirit to us wherever we are, here and around the world, and I pray, Father, that you will guide us into all truth. Thank you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Oh, by the way, here's Rick.
Yes, I'm here.
Here's Rick.
On another beautiful Sabbath in Southern California. We had a little rain, and now we have sunshine. We've come to the point in our study of the apocalyptic prophecies of the end time to a very revealing description of what we are for our very own eyes. And this does not concern me in the least. What concerns me is that the evil one has so masterfully constructed his deception that those being deceived are convinced that they are following the path of truth.
Absolutely.
The God of the heavens, the God who created all things, the God who is known to us as Father, and the God who is known to us as the Son of God, and the God who is known to us as Holy Spirit. Are the God of righteousness, truth, and light. The gods of this world, and that is with a small g, are created supernatural beings, spiritual beings, angels, if you will, who took authority away from God, usurped it, co-opted it. The authority over this world. And they began this kingdom through lies, deception, and darkness. And darkness came upon this world. God created light. The evil one brought darkness. God has made it known that this condition, the situation, the state of being that has been in effect for thousands of years will not go on forever. And God reveals this through the prophecies, particularly the prophecy and what will occur. In Revelation chapter 11, we read the outcome of this great war. Not a war of guns, bombs, chemicals, but a war where truth is flung to the ground, and those who are of the truth are trampled upon. But the result of this conflict, truth and lies, righteousness and unrighteousness, from it come a numberless multitude who are seen standing before the throne around the sea of glass. They triumphed over the beast and his image and did not receive his mark . God is the God just . God has called his people into righteousness . God has not provided unrighteous to be seen as righteous, provided a way for the unrighteous to become righteous. God has been waiting for thousands of years for a righteous nation. And God knows that now is the time. The evil one also knows that now is the time. And we read that in Revelation chapter 12, which we just finished. But woe to the earth and its inhabitants, because the devil has come to you having great wrath. Why? Because he knows that his time is short. Understand our... We're having some trouble with our...
Well, she's garbled. It sounded fine to me when I did my phone, so I'm delivering a signal.
Okay. What I see occurring right now was foretold a long time ago, around 590 BCE. in a dream given to Nebuchadnezzar, the ruler over the kingdom of Babylon. And specifically, the part of the dream of the feet and toes. The feet were partly of iron and partly of baked clay. They were a mixture of kingdoms. And we find that in Daniel chapter 2, and starting with verse 41. And in that you saw the feet and toes, and notice that the feet and toes are seen as one. It's like the belly and thighs of bronze and the chest and arms of. And in that you. Will be a divided kingdom. A divided kingdom. In as much as you saw the iron mixed with common clay. One kingdom divided against itself. What did Jesus tell us about a kingdom divided against itself? It shall not stand. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of pottery, so some of the kingdom will be strong and part of it will be brittle. And in that you saw the iron mixed with common clay, they will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, even as iron does not combine with pottery. So what we are told is that in the last days, the days just before the final conflict, and the days which include the final conflict, that there will be a kingdom which is unlike the first four kingdoms, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. It will be a divided kingdom. They will not agree with one another for a common goal. We see this occurring before our very eyes today. This concerns some people. Now, some people just refuse to accept it. It's just a part of life. Everything will go along fine, and we don't need to concern ourselves with it. A lot of people say it's a conspiracy. Other people say, oh, those are just conspiracy theorists.
Or say they're not people.
Who are forming to try and stop what is obviously happening in the world. And what is that is happening globally? There's a name.
One world of words.
There's a name. Global Village. One World Order. New World Order. It is a movement toward a unified globe under one governmental body made up of leaders from all nations.
The simplest.
It is rebellion against the true God, but not overtly. That's not their main purpose or stated purpose. But they are moving what they think to their own interests, but they are not acting according to their own interests. They are acting according to the serpent's interests. For he is preparing to make war against the kingdom of God. In Revelation chapter 12, we read that there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. But the dragon and his angels were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in the heavens. And so they were cast to the earth. And when he was cast to the earth, it says that the dragon persecuted the woman that gave birth, pursued the woman into the wilderness. And then the proclamation was made that the lamb that was slain, that same image in Revelation chapters 4 and 5, and 6, that he was given a kingdom, which he purchased by his blood. He purchased a kingdom with his blood. Why would he use his blood to purchase the kingdom? Because the dragon was preparing for war. He lost the war. This earth and against. It is foretold in all the prophecies.
Remnant, the rest of her offspring, right?
The kingdom of the righteous.
Correct.
The kingdom of the righteous. And one becomes righteous. Obeying the will of God. Abiding in the words of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus. That is how we are set free from sin. And so we are told that as the kings of the earth work together to form a global governing body, and they accomplish this by creating, well, it's Satan's masterful work, they create an atmosphere of fear and terror. And slowly but surely pull the drawstrings of the nations tighter and tighter until they have affected the condition that they desire. Why am I going through all of this? Because this is how Revelation chapter 13 starts out. I am setting the scene, so to speak. In Daniel 2, after the description of the image, after the feet and the toes, the description of the feet and the toes, Daniel goes on to tell Nebuchadnezzar, and this is verse 44 of Daniel chapter 2. And in the days of those kings, the kings that are divided but yet unified under one common goal, global control. In the days of those kings, the God of heaven, or the God of the heavens, will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever. Inasmuch as you saw that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will take place in the future. So the dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. In the days of those kings, the kingdom of righteousness will appear.
In the days of the ten toes or the feet, correct?
The feet. Right. The ten toes are part of the feet.
Okay.
The thing that I will point out about that is that when the ten kings receive authority, it is only for an hour. And it is long after the kingdom of God, well, long after, it is after the kingdom of God triumphs over the kingdom of the world.
Revelation 17:12.
Okay. In Revelation 11.
Well, what I was asking is, that's history or is that future?
It's future. Okay. The ten toes are the last kings of the kingdom of the world. They're the last. No more. They are kings that are set up after they've lost. They are kings that are set up after they have lost.
The 60 minutes, is that an hour? Is that a 60-minute hour?
Yes.
1 hour.
1 hour.
So we're not talking about prophetic time here where a day is the year and an hour would be a part of the year.
That's right. We're not doing day-year time here. We are in literal time. The restoration calendar has already come to an end. Revelation 11, starting with verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. So at the seventh trumpet, the proclamation is made that the kingdom of God has triumphed over the kingdom of the world. They have lost. But they have not been destroyed. The kingdom of God does not destroy the kingdom of heaven. Literally.
The kingdom
of the world, literally, but not figuratively. But it
destroyed ideology, destroyed their power.
As we see in Revelation chapter 16. Starting with verse 13. Now this is talking about the sixth bowls of wrath,
This is the sixth bowl of the seven.
The seven bowls of wrath. This is the sixth bowl of the seven bowls of wrath. B-O-W-L-S. I spell that because when I say it, nobody seems to quite understand what I'm talking about. Verse 13 of Revelation 16, and I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet three unclean spirits like frogs. For they are the spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for the war of the great day of God the Almighty.
Now this would be this 10 kings, right?
Yes. Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his garments, lest he walk about naked and men see his shame. Now, this is, God is not putting this here chronologically.
This is a parenthetical statement.
Parenthetical statement that God has put here.
Referring back.
In essence, saying, this is the end.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end. And I am reemphasizing the fact that when I come like a thief, blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his garments.
It's kind of like he's referring back to the beginning of all of this at the time
right.
He came as a thief in the night to the then kingdom of
right.
heaven.
And this, which in Hebrew is called Har-Mageddon. And then if we go to chapter 17, verse 12 and 13. And the ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour.
Mm.
These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are the called and chosen.
Rick, could we talk a little bit about this beast?
Well,
there seems to be a little confusion about that.
Yeah,
He's setting up the conversation
I'm
about
setting
the
up what is going on. When we start verse 13, I want you to have kind of chapter 13, I want you to have kind of an overview and understand.